Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news. I don't know if you heard, but an animal died. A big cat died. A snow leopard died at an Illinois zoo. What does that mean if they have all they need to keep these animals well? What does it mean for our cats if we have a house full of kids or people in our household that have COVID? Can they get it? That's our question that we're posing to the doctor. This is, well, Professor Karen Terrio, Chief Zoological Pathology Program at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. How are you today?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you.
So we've got a snow cat, a big snow leopard that dies from COVID complications at a zoo. What does it mean for our cats in homes where COVID is running rampant?
Well, I'll start back with this. We've known that cats can be susceptible to the SARS coronavirus 2, so that's the virus that causes COVID in humans, and COVID's the disease in humans. And we know that they're susceptible to it, and we've known that for quite a long time through this pandemic. But what is important to note is that they're getting it from us. They are, you know, if our domestic cats are getting this virus, it's going to be coming from us. And so it's coming from some other person in the home. And so you're just as likely to get the virus from that person than you would be from anything else. And so we have to remember that this is a human disease and that it's spilling over into our cats. We also know that these big cats, especially the leopards and the lions and tigers, seem to be very susceptible to this virus. In fact, there is a lot more infections that we've been finding in these big cats than we have been in other animals.
So the snow leopard that died at this zoo in Illinois obviously got it from the person who tends to that animal, correct?
Correct, most likely. I mean, I don't know anything about this specific case. But we do know that in about sort of half of the cases, we can trace it back to somebody who was taking care of them that was infected. And this is why all of the measures that everybody's been talking about through the pandemic, so getting vaccinated, wearing your mask, are so critical and so important. Because it's about, you know, human health and also now the cat's health, too.
This is Professor Karen Terrio. She's a Chief Zoological Pathology Program at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. So if we do have a cat that's sick, how do we tell? And is it something that we take them to get tested for, or will it just work through and they'll have the sniffles or a cough and it'll be fine?
So there's been a lot of variation in how cats have responded. The most important thing is that if you think that you have a cat that might have been exposed, you need to just contact your veterinarian. You need to let them know, and they need to know whether or not there's somebody in the household that's been infected with COVID. Because, again, your cat, your domestic cat's not going out to the bars and hanging out. So they're going to be getting it from you. So the most likely source for them to get it is from you. And so if you know that you've had an exposure and your cat is ill, that would be when to contact your veterinarian. But if your cat is acting perfectly fine and there's somebody in the house that is infected, just try to keep them separate. See if you can have somebody else who's not infected feed the cats for you, just to try to limit the exposure of the cat to the virus. But so far, we've only had a very rare number of deaths. And they've only been in these big cats that I've said, you know, they're more susceptible to the virus.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. We appreciate it. And was there one last thing you were going to say? Because what?
I was just going to say, because your domestic cat, as fierce as they can be, they are very different than a big cat. And so there are big differences in how domestic cats and big cats respond to the virus.
I appreciate all your information. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.